Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome back to the At Betches podcast. I'm Jordana.
I'm Aileen.
And I'm Sammy.
And hello.
Hi, Sammy. How are you feeling about Betches Night Out, your acting debut?
I'm really excited. The stakes haven't been this high since the AE5 Rush skit when we were trying, you know, rushing.
Well, that was embarrassing.
Me? Or just like
all
the whole
us.
Premise?
The whole premise.
Yes, the whole premise. But also like we carried
that
Rush skit. Right, because we
were
rushing you.
We were trying to recruit you.
I know. I was sitting in the back and giggling. but then I led the one for next year.
Right, like who else would be the ones to carry that if not us? Like,
I remember,
you know, it's fun.
Rush,
it was fun
when they were doing the dance rehearsals. They had to send someone upstairs
to
get me from my from my room because
yeah.
I think I was fake napping because dance rehearsals were not my thing.
Oh my
God. No, you were napping and you were like, I don't see why I have to do this, and I was like, yeah, I don't care what it, like.
I think if there were superlatives, we would be voted the worst people in the sorority.
Wait, yeah. I had this great idea.
Yeah.
I just remembered not to like completely not care what you guys were talking about. But
no, it's fine. There's what else you say besides?
I had this idea and it wasn't used, and I just want to say it out loud because it was a brilliant idea.
What was it?
So at the time, the most like relevant things that happened were like The Hangover came out and Snooki got punched in the face.
Yes.
And so I had this idea that during the skit, we would do the song from The Hangover. It was like, you know, and then Mike Tyson punches like one of the guys in the face, like, dun dun dun, and then like he does the punch.
I remember that exact part.
But instead, like someone dresses up in Snooki and gets punched in the face. Like, how great of an idea. I'm still thinking about it.
I actually think that I don't really know the context of it, but I do think that would have been a good idea.
Yeah, right? Like part of a dance is like an interlude.
Maybe you could go back
to do the dance to like Bon Jovi, like, and change the words to AFI, whatever, fuck that. My idea was so much better.
It's probably currently sorority rush time at Cornell. Maybe you could go back after this episode, hop on the campus to campus
and pull up references from 2008. Like,
she should take the Betches Soul Cycle time machine.
Oh yes,
to the
go
sorority
back and make sure
and
they
you
do that.
Fix the rush skin.
Here I go, tapping back all the way there.
Yeah, no one take our idea for the Soul Cycle.
You can take it because they heard it here first.
No, that's why they can't take it.
Oh, we weren't there. We were abroad, probably, when she was doing this.
Yeah, I know. Did she just bring that up to trigger her?
No.
No, I'm okay.
It's like I thought you were fucking with me at Taylor Swift. Maybe I just assume you're always pranking people.
I think the fact that I didn't go abroad is there. Like, everything happens for a reason. I don't know what would have made it. I don't know if I would have made it.
What do you mean? Like you would have gotten taken?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You can't say everything happens for a reason. It's not like you almost got taken. Like,
no, at the time in college, I was like, just like, you know, I was so insecure and just like drank too much and just ended up blacking out a lot. Very unhealthy lifestyle. And I just mixed that with Europe. I just don't think that I personally would have made it.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not the best environment.
So instead, I just stayed home and counted
flies. You
just
counted flies
and did Rush.
And pre-med.
Yeah,
Aileen, the Rush skit wouldn't have been able to be funny without you. That's also, we should go back in the time machine and see what it would have been without her.
So have you not acted since the Rush skit?
Yes, Amy.
Not like in a role, no.
It's probably honestly too late to make this year's Oscars. But
you know what? Like, we want to submit this to the Webbies if it's good enough. So it's going to be huge. I feel that if I had 1 ounce of dancing or singing talent, I would have tried to be an actress. and it would have ruined me.
I mean, you did write that in your fifth grade yearbook as your ambition is to become an Oscar-winning actress, award-winning actress, right?
It was Academy Award.
Academy
actress.
Award-winning.
I didn't really
actress,
understand.
Much yeah. like Meryl Streep. That was like the subhead that wasn't
it says much
there.
Like
no, yeah. no, okay. that was like
no,
between
I didn't
the
say
lines.
That as a, okay.
Well, we have always said that you were like Bette Midler in
Beaches.
Who is a triple threat.
But I do feel that I actually learned a lot about like what not to do from that character. So it's like, you know, anytime I see myself in a sort of problematic character, you know, Queen Anne, Bette Midler in Beaches, I'm like, okay, well, like, I don't want to act like that. You know, I want to try to stop, act less like that if I can avoid it. So I really learned a lot of lessons from these people. But I definitely feel that if I could sing, if I could dance, if I could have like developed those talents, if I had like enough innate talent, I really think I would have tried to be an actress. And because everything happens for a reason, it's probably best that I didn't become a fucked up child star.
Oh, child star, you're saying. Not you would have that much
whatever.
Talent.
Whatever. I don't know.
I was talking about the adult version, but
oh, maybe okay. maybe sure. an adult, you know, it might have ruined me, you know.
You would have been like the girl in Center Stage.
Like a broad ruin would have ruined Aileen.
Yeah, it would.
I'll have to think about what would have ruined me.
What would have ruined you?
What would have ruined me?
I think maybe to think about it.
Think about it, guys. Next week, come with what would have ruined me.
I have a question. Well, what did you like want to do that you didn't get to do? Or what did you always feel like envious of?
I wanted to be a lawyer.
Oh, so maybe that would have ruined you.
That probably would have ruined me. I probably would have been a monster.
Being a lawyer?
Couple of my desire for revenge with like legal prowess.
Oh my God, you could have been representing like terrible people or breaking laws yourself.
Potentially.
Although you're not really a lawbreaker,
or
so
been,
I don't
like,
see that.
A corrupt judge.
You like the rules. I can't see you corrupt.
Maybe a politician.
No.
You're only like jokingly corrupt.
Politicians.
That's true.
You know?
I don't truly get anyone that you know of.
Maybe you would just be a bad lawyer. No offense. That would ruin your life.
Maybe.
Maybe you would have. Let's think. What did you actually want to be a lawyer? Like,
I don't know. That's what was in my fifth grade yearbook.
Aww.
Okay, fine.
It's going to be a lawyer / judge.
Mine was. What was mine? Computer graphics. No, it was like a graphic designer, but I didn't write that. I wrote computer designer.
So
like I didn't want to design computers.
Apple Jobs.
Yeah,
you're
no,
Steve
not that.
You're Steve Jobs.
Apple Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
No, I wanted to be a graphic designer, but I didn't know how to say that back in the day because it was like a different word.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't called that.
Like someone designing on the computer.
Yeah, graphic designer. Anyway,
Joanna, I mean, like, what was in your fifth grade yearbook? But like, what is there something? It doesn't have to be fifth grade, even like that. You feel like you missed an experience that you feel like you missed out on. That you like that thing that like really kills you. You wish you could have done it.
Like, I wish I went on spring break sophomore year.
Oh my god,
that would have killed
you.
That would have killed you. You would have.
Oh yeah. That nearly killed me.
And there were so many references to that trip after. It was kind of like abroad for you.
Yeah.
Where I feel like everyone was talking about spring break, sophomore year for years. And I remember telling someone that was my biggest regret. And they said that was really sad.
Well, just also for context is that I chose not to go with the Cornell people because they weren't hardcore enough. I went with my friends from Indiana.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I, it was a choice. And I did have a great time. It was so fun.
Well,
but,
if you didn't get ruined during that, I think you could have made it in Europe.
I think so too, probably. But I just like to say that just so I can feel good about my decisions.
Jordana, that would have been the thing that ruined you for sure.
Sorry, why didn't Jordana get to go? Can you tell us?
I didn't go because I had a boyfriend at the time and I like didn't think it would be that fun. But like it was stupid because I should have gone because like he wasn't that fun and we would have had a lot more.
Did he not want you to go?
No, he didn't even. Oh, yeah. He said we were going to go on a trip and then he wound up going away with his mom.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was home. I remember this trip. I was home playing Sporkle.
Oh, Jordana, I was also home. I was also home with you.
You didn't go either?
No, and we like hung out and we played Sporkle.
Oh my God.
Like side by side on the computer?
No, like, you
probably
know.
Probably like in our own respective homes.
But also like, you know.
Sammy, we should have gone. Maybe we should go now.
I didn't have any money. That's why I didn't go. My parents wouldn't pay for it.
I woke up in the middle of the night and...
Can you drink?
Yeah, don't ruin the punchline. I woke up in the middle of the night and it was really dark and I had glasses. Obviously, my vision was poor. So I woke up and I just trying to find a water bottle. I've since had LASIK. But I couldn't... And I just chugged water and I immediately started vomiting. Like I ran to the toilet and I realized I drank like bong water.
Oh, that's even...
So I thought you were going to say vodka.
And then Alexa was dying laughing, but then jokes on her because she got pink eye from the disgusting pool. So anyway.
Sounds like a very sanitary trip all around.
Donna, that would have been your issue. Disgusting. You're disgusting.
It was just
you would have fallen prey to like some infection and then we never could have done infection fetches. Or something.
No, yeah. I didn't go in that gross pool. But
we don't even know what you're talking about because we weren't cool enough to be there.
Yeah. So sorry. Should we talk about...
On other notes, I spent this entire week watching the entire season, this season of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City in preparation for the show.
Good.
How exciting.
So I'm ready to go. And I hope you're right. I mean, I'm ready to go. I'm not doing anything. Sammy is performing. I'm very excited.
We're sold out.
I was going to say, there's probably a few tickets left.
Oh, wow. No tickets. Sold out. We have those surprise guests still coming, which are going to be really fun and exciting. I'm so pumped.
I will say we did a run through on Zoom yesterday. It was really fun.
Did you memorize the lines?
No, it's styled like a table read. So everyone has their script, but like...
Are you dressing up as the characters?
We have, we have a costume plan. You know, you'll all see.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning. And that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable and it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft custom milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, their zip footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
You know, I know we haven't done the Cayman Islands for a while, but I was also thinking maybe we should add like a positive version of the Cayman Islands. You know, like someone who like didn't do something shitty, like maybe they did something great or they were like...
Inject more positivity into the
day. Inject more heroism. Like we need more heroes, you know, okay. So...
Are we the heroes?
No.
You know, okay. Maybe if we do something great one time, but like I don't know, not this week. But okay, so you know how we had Betch of the Year and we used to do Betch of the Week like back in the day. I think we should bring back Betch of the Week into this podcast and we can like discuss people. So I brought two people. I don't want to like pit any women against each other.
They're two nominees.
Yeah, but I don't want to like vote on, we don't need to vote on who's better, but we can just discuss. We don't need to pick. It's just like maybe we let the audience pick on social media. Like maybe
we're still putting
them
against each other if the audience is picking. I think a little competition's okay.
Okay, whatever. I'm just going to say the two people. I don't really see them as pit worthy. I see it as like, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats of betchiness.
Yeah, what are they? Who are they?
Okay, the people. Okay, so one was from the Emmys and one is from the Mean Girls tour. Renee Rapp is giving so many out-of-pocket answers that are really fucking funny on the Mean
Girls. What is out-of-pocket? Like, mean?
It means like, just like not media trained vibes. Like
just unpredictable.
Not
like Hugh Grant's
That's interviews. Out-of-pocket.
Yeah, like you just wouldn't expect them to say something like that in that
like,
moment.
Okay. Unhinged, not necessarily derogatory. So this is during an interview.
There is this man who owns a bus touring company. His name is Buddy, and he is such an asshole, and he was so disrespectful to my friends Priscilla and Bella, who I work with, and to my mother. If you're watching this, I can't stand you, and I hope your business burns. You are so disrespectful and so misogynistic. I hate you. Come on, Priscilla. I hear Priscilla in the other room. Yeah. Yeah,
what is
fuck
the context?
You, Buddy.
Yeah, what's the context?
She was asked a question. I don't know what the question was. And she, that was like part
did
of
this
her
have nothing to, I assume it had nothing to do with the question. Unless the question was name someone.
Can we get some context?
This
before
was just a junket for the
this
Mean Girls.
This was out of press
movie.
Junket for Mean Girls. And she plays Regina George.
I looked at every single article says it was out of nowhere. Like it was a meandering conversation.
That's quite unhinged. Okay.
Okay. Quite unhinged. Maybe derogatory. She also had a comment where that I thought was funny was that she was asked like, would you rather go to high school now or back in the day? And she was like, well, I'm gay, so now. So that was like that was another funny comment from her. And then the second person is Ayo Edebiri, who had the best responses throughout the Emmys red carpet in her acceptance speech. She was just so fucking funny. I think we pulled another clip of those too.
And my parents are here tonight. I'm making them sit kind of far away from me because I'm a bad kid. But I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for loving me and letting me feel beautiful and black and proud of all of that. I just love you so much. Probably not like a dream to emigrate to this country and have your child be like, I want to do improv, but you're real ones.
Yeah, she's funny. Oh, yeah. She did a lot of funny stuff. She talked about
Being the assistants, right?
Yeah, I'd like to thank all my agents' assistants because like I write a lot of emails. I'm crazy.
And you're the one who answers them. No, that was really funny. That was at the Golden Globes. But she also last night said, like, someone asked her, like, was it your dream to be here? And she was like, no, I dreamed up dental insurance.
Yeah.
And like, I thought she was just so loved her, you know, out of pocket, unhinged, non-derogatory comments.
Right. Well, it seems like she had a bigger week because she won stuff.
I think it was just very
refreshing
in her out of pocket responses.
Because
it was
down
like
to earth.
It felt like, you know, it's in the same realm of like the Emma Stone and the Jennifer Lawrence. They just like sit, they are themselves and they're funny and just like don't have like this other persona for the camera.
Yeah.
You know,
I think we should give it to her because she won the awards.
Okay. I mean, if we're picking, that's who I would pick.
I agree. Betch of the Week.
Do some pitting.
And Renee could win another day.
Yeah. Just totally. Keep saying inappropriate shit.
This is just the first week.
She also had very good fashions this week. She just looked Io. She looked really, really good in all of the red carpets. You know
She's
what did not look good on the Emmys red carpet was the actual fucking red carpet. Did you not see that ridiculous backdrop?
Oh, yeah. It was kind of like blurry.
It just said the word Fox all over it. And it was Fox, Emmys, Fox, Emmys, Fox, Emmys.
F-O-X.
I thought it looked like one of those step and repeats before like Sutton Strack party. Like it was just like a ridiculous, it cheapened the Emmys, which I thought is like the pinnacle of all these events, right? Like this is the TV awards.
Yeah.
And it looked so bad. It looked like they just had this step and repeat in like some back alley.
You're right.
Of like Craig's LA. Like that's just like what it looked like. I didn't understand it.
No, I think you're totally right.
And it was so distracting from the fashion that everybody looked so bad.
Aileen, I think maybe they need our help to design it next year. That's all.
I think that they Fox
that I was
going,
not included.
I don't mean I meant our. Like
she
I didn't
was responding
mean like,
to me okay. on my rant. But.
I mean, Jordana, do you want to scratch out? You know, a seven repeat sketch.
Is there wallpaper that needs to be removed?
maybe the old seven repeat needs to be removed. Okay. You get there.
Why couldn't they just like? Do they need that much brand awareness, Fox?
There well, wasn't I think you can have brand awareness with smaller font. Just saying.
Literally, like, it was bigger than the Emmys font. It was so silly to me. It just didn't make any sense. And my other thought was like, okay, maybe they thought because red is such like a big color this year that they didn't want to go red. But sometimes they can go neutral.
It's such a bold color to be big randomly.
Yeah, red's in.
Who decides what color is
it? And it's not even
Pantone.
The Pantone color. No, Pantone's Pantone peach color. Or coral or whatever the fuck.
You know, Pantone is like a paid.
It's paid by big color.
Big.
Yeah, no, it's. I swear, I'm going to get you an article on
Benjamin
it.
Benjamin Moore.
I read a whole fucking article about it. Pantone no, propaganda.
I must read, but nobody really it. Even agrees. Even the interior design community, nobody is down for the peach. Or what is it, coral? What's the Pantone color officially? Pantone.
Aileen, there's so many articles on this.
Peach
how am I going to find the one?
Fucking what?
Peach fuzz?
Peach fuzz. Yeah. No, the hairs on my face. Like, I just don't.
Let me see it. Show it.
It's like, okay, the interior design
community
does not
agree. It looks like the color of like the inside of your uterus. I don't
totally.
Like that color.
Yeah,
at all.
This looks like yeah. tissue.
It's like flesh.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Well,
flesh color of the
and
uterus.
And I didn't
flesh.
See anybody really wearing. Oh, actually. Is that Claire Danes that looked so good?
In Claire Danes?
Claire. She's just so, her skin's just so clear.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision-engineered blades. The blades are perfectly spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere, and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
All right, do you guys have any favorite dresses or outfits from last night?
I like the girl from the White Lotus. She was wearing a really colorful Marnie dress.
Simona Tabasco. Yes, it looked like paper, right? Like it looked like cutouts, but it was like a dress. It looked really cool.
It reminded me a little bit of Taylor Swift's dress that she wore to the Eras premiere, but in multiple colors. Like the way it was kind of like,
you love to get Taylor in here at all times.
It did remind me of that, but in more colors. But the way it's that like it was sort of like structured. Dating.
Yeah. Yeah, she looked so good. And I remember like when I was scrolling, because I couldn't watch the Emmys. We were out at a work dinner and I was just kind of like scrolling while I was looking. When I saw, I was like, oh, work's dress, bad dress, worst dress. And then I saw her and I was like, oh, stunning. Oh, stunning. And I just loved it. Also, Io, speaking of our darling, our betch of the week, she looked really cool in her leather tube top.
Very pretty. She's got it.
She took the tags off of her tube top. Selena Gomez.
A little aging, I think.
I don't like it. It's very Vegas.
Yeah. I felt like an older woman's dress.
Yeah. And not even like it just was very Vegas-y. It felt like, I
know what you mean, an older woman, but an older woman who's trying to look like a younger woman.
Yeah, like an old, like someone's like at, like whose Luan, mom overdoes but, it at their bat mitzvah.
Yeah, yes.
Exactly.
Or like whose mom wants to look like kind of risque at their wedding.
Yeah.
At their daughter's wedding.
Audition for the Housewives.
Yeah, agreed. Or like ballroom dancing. Yes, see, look at this dress. How good is that? Doesn't she look so cool?
It's a statement.
Simona. Aubrey Plaza had an interesting Loewe dress.
Is that the Post-it one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The funny thing is that the first time I saw it, I didn't see it without anything written. I saw it in somebody's account that said like, I'm sorry, don't hate me.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was the actual dress.
Like a nod to burgers.
Yeah. I'm like, why is she nodding to Sex and the City or something? Is she going to play in it? But then I realized that was just a meme.
I mean, I see why she thought, oh, I could go for this.
Yeah, because it's like silly. I know,
because it's like artistic, you know?
To me, it's a little silly.
I don't like it, but I see why someone was like, oh, it's high fashion. Like,
yeah, yeah, it looks so like she taped her lunch bag to her shirt.
Yeah, that's how it looks to like a normal person. I
also really love Rachel Brosnahan. Did you see her dress? She looked like, it was this like burgundy-ish purple, like it fit her so well. Let me look at her
quickly.
She just looked
so
cool.
She looked really,
and it just
really
fits her. Most things would fit her.
Yeah, this was a great dress. The whole thing and the hair, everything just worked. Like the way her earrings were, her makeup. It's like so much more than just the.
You
know who looked really great? Quinta Brunson. She always looks.
Do you think?
Oh, that dress was horrible.
Oh my God. It's so wrinkled.
Wait, maybe I'm thinking of a different one.
The pink one?
It was just wrinkled.
I saw her just looking cute.
What I love about that dress was that it was perfect color of pink. It was like mauvey rosy. I love that.
Oh,
like
that's the kind of lipstick I wear.
That's
the fabric.
I don't like it at all.
It looks like it's wrinkly.
Oh. It looks like she forgot to wrinkle.
Shoes just don't do anything.
I actually think she always looks cute. She is a cute person. Just the whole look is cute, I think.
I disagree.
She's a cute person.
She is a cute person.
Yeah, Katherine Heigl's dress, a lot to be desired. Ali Wong, really difficult to look at.
Yeah.
It's a no for me, dog. Overall, some really good ones. I found that there were much less well-dressed people than there were.
Yeah, no, this isn't
well-dressed. What did I just say?
There were fewer.
Abby Elliott, who does the really good Drew Barrymore impression. So the winners of this year, mostly The Bear and Succession.
Oh, Succession killed it. My mom has a prediction that Matthew McFadden is being groomed to be the next James Bond.
I would love that.
Interesting. I want him in more like dramas.
He's in a Mercedes commercial right now.
That's exactly why she thought of it.
Yeah, but right now I feel like when I see that he's playing Tom in that commercial, and that's what's doing well for.
I prefer him in like a romantic lead,
like in Pride and Prejudice. Right, I mean, he is sort of romantic in Succession.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He's yeah. kind of like
your,
a like a
your earlobes are like barnacle
meat.
Chewy.
I wouldn't call him like sexy. Well, that's towards the same
end.
Appeal as
that's towards the end when he gets super cynical. No, in the beginning, he really loved Shiv.
No, but in the end, he didn't assert himself nearly as much. He was way hotter at the end when he got like assertive. I think James Bond is the perfect role because there's like hotness, like a little bit of romance, but also a little bit of drama and action and like
here's
danger.
The thing,
I can't wait to
I don't see
it see if
that
it
for him. He's a little too funny to me. And
he wasn't funny in Pride and Prejudice, though.
Pride and Prejudice had some humor.
Not by him.
You're right. I just don't see it for him because like I can't see him doing like action. Like he runs funny, I feel like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe he won't run.
He'd be
maybe
like
he'll
just like
drive.
Running in place.
He needs to just be like a rich man.
He needs to be Tom. Yeah. Like there needs to be a show called Tom.
Well, that's who he is in Pride and Prejudice. He's just like a rich guy.
Tom. Yeah. Ugh.
Like
I love
do
him.
Do you not think he should stretch his acting chops and try to do different roles?
Oh, for sure. I just can't see him as James.
Oh, and okay,
you know what would be great? He would be great as like a supporting actor after
in
he
Succession?
Does like high drama in a rom-com. Like a right. 20-minute role where he like comes in as like almost what like John Hamm does in some movies.
I can see him as the main role for a romantic comedy. Yeah, I would watch that.
He's an Emmy winner now.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to pigeonhole himself.
Yeah. Why didn't Jeremy Strong show up? He had a movie.
See, I know he has this show, which we're supposed to go see, by the way. We never bought tickets. What?
Yeah, when are we going?
What? Do you want to come?
No, I'm okay.
Jeremy Strong and Christopher, he's in it. There's
that's a
that.
Broadway show?
Yeah, there's that I want to see, and I want to see the
not
one
like a musical, though.
Uncle Vanya with Steve Carell.
Oh, that's fun.
I really want to see that. But anyway.
I'm seeing a play this weekend, actually, with my mother.
Oh, look at you.
I think it has Sarah Paulson in it. That's what the reason we saw it was it has good. Yeah. Sarah Paulson, Elle Fanning, and Corey Stoller in it.
Oh.
It's called Appropriate. I don't even remember what it's about, but I agreed to see it, which makes me think that I at one time thought it would be good.
Let us know how it is. I went to the theater recently. I went
see?
To the opera.
You see opera?
Yeah,
wow.
I went to the opera with my mother. It? I don't know why I'm speaking like this. Yeah.
Your mom loves that shit.
Yeah,
yeah,
my mom
does.
Goes to the
she's
opera
so
like
cultured.
Every weekend. yeah.
Did you go to the Russian ballet?
No, we went to see, what is, I don't even know what it was called.
You must have loved it.
But it's
it.
Basically... It's fuck. What is it called? It's basically what Rent is based on.
Swan Lake. Oh, La Boheme.
La Boheme.
People don't dress up for the opera?
It's really weird. Like some people
like
were like
age?
In a gown and then like others were in like jeans and sneakers. It's just like a bizarre.
That
I was
sucks.
Like an in between.
That ruins it.
Yeah.
Like, but everyone needs to be dressed the same.
Uh-huh. Agree.
Yeah.
Hard agree.
Otherwise, it's like, it's just uncomfortable.
I'm
going like,
to be
it
honest.
Almost...
Like it was fine.
Was it in a different language?
Yeah. You watch subtitles. There's subtitles, the opera.
Okay.
What was the plot? Oh, I guess
I've never been to the opera.
The plot is literally Rent, but like not really.
You're getting evicted?
It's not as good.
I'll go to the opera with your mom.
Okay.
She was not. Swan Lake? Is that not an opera?
I think that's a ballet.
That's a ballet. That is a ballet.
Ballet is quite beautiful. Like, I don't see Gen Z like loving the opera.
So you think the opera's going to die? You think Gen Z is going to kill the opera?
Millennials love the opera?
No, exactly. But we at least have our parents' generation who's taking us.
Maybe there's people going to the opera.
I'd like to see the arts maintained.
Yeah.
Sutton Strack is maintaining. I'm on the board of the ballet. Well, yeah, it's like Gilded Age.
Well, maybe TikTok will have some like, maybe TikTok has like an opera community. But maybe that gets them into it.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Newly with two U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Newly with two U's, and use code BETCHES20. Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Speaking of music, you know who has a song out? Ariana Grande.
Oh, she does. Ariana Grande. She does. Holly sent us the video. Did you watch it?
Mm-hmm. Did you watch it?
I thought it was good. I liked the song. I was like really into the lyrics, but like the song wasn't like... There was no like drop. There was no like, I mean, like this. I'm not like in it. You know what I mean? But I like the lyrics. Yes.
It was very catchy. It reminded me like it sort of seems like the person took Miley's Flowers and like Taylor Swift's Blank Space and like The Man and was like, oh, let's make Ariana have a, you know, an anthem about not caring what anyone thinks after.
After I broke up this marriage. Yeah, just like making it kind of...
I'll be my own best friend.
There were some good parts where it was just like, because I believe everything I read on the internet. Like stuff that just reminded us that not everything we read is true. And like that this like mob response to something happening isn't always exactly what is going down.
Well, I think a mob response isn't good even if she did... do exactly what everyone thinks. I don't think it's like, you know.
No, of course. I just mean that like even if that not necessarily, it's not, we don't have all the facts is basically it, what she was sort of saying. And she's saying, I don't actually give a shit.
But she would say we don't have all the facts because she's the one who looks like she broke up a family.
Well, she's still with him.
That's true.
Well, that doesn't No. He broke up the family.
Yes.
He broke up the family. It was his family to break protect. Up.
Yeah.
She did not. Okay. She knowingly hooked. She could say, doing this.
It's much more him.
But it is still her. You have to have respect for other women. You have to have respect for other women to
you
not.
Ariana Grande should have other women.
Wait, what is the quote? Ramona.
You don't support other women, Bethany. She says it both. She says, you don't support other women.
Look, we've had this debate.
Maybe he told her that it was like over. You never know.
Maybe he did, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had this debate with Raquel, Rachel, and
she
Sandoval.
She brought the child to the set. Like, come on. Ariana Grande can't do that.
I agree. It's not that she has nothing to do with it, but I think it's more
him. She didn't break up the family. He broke up his own family.
Okay. But again, she was a willing participant, consenting participant in that. And it does not take away her agency to not do something like that, knowing that he is not actually single. But anyway.
Right. No, she's not innocent.
And she was also in a relationship.
Yeah, she's not innocent.
That too. I forgot about that part. She also broke up her own relationship.
She was married. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wild. And they're still together, she and SpongeBob. So
it hasn't been that long. And they also have a movie to be in.
Even though it's been
a movie coming out.
Even though it's been
exactly like her brother.
I just think even though they're still together and I've been desensitized to seeing them together, I still do not see it.
It's also like, weird because in the video, she's like kind of blondish and now she's looking more like him. And now they just like all look the same.
I just can't imagine her being attracted. I don't know.
I know. You know that picture of them getting out of the car where he's wearing the North Face and she's wearing like the fur sleeves and like the fur hat. And I'm yeah. like, how have your faces merged into the same thing and yet your bodies and fashion are so like opposed?
Yeah.
Like, do you think he's so like amazing? Like, what do you, I don't know.
No, but I so think funny,
she
but-
needs to be with him because they're in a movie together. She needs to keep this going so that it wasn't just like, oh, I fucked up.
Why? It's more life publicity for, no reason. For the movie.
I don't think she gives a shit though per her song, even if she did. Like, I don't think she cares.
I don't know. I think that it's just like she got a lot of backlash.
And then also, okay, but in the lyrics, there is a lot of stuff like, I'm so done caring what you think. My tongue is sacred. And why do you care so much? Who's blank I ride?
I know what she meant.
Okay, Mad Libs. Anyway.
And in other news, talking about stomach issues earlier from Bong Water. Kate Middleton.
Great segue.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm trying. We should have the episode best award for the best / worst segue.
Yeah. Right, best and a worst.
Yeah. Kate Middleton was hospitalized after abdominal surgery and she canceled all of her engagements until Easter. Wow. She's not expected to return to the royal duties until after Easter. And they said that in a statement.
But you know what was even crazier? That shortly after this news broke, another headline broke about how Prince Charles has to have some surgery for like an enlarged prostate. So they're just like dropping their medical records on all of us today.
Interesting. I also thought it was interesting the way that they said that like they use Easter as like a benchmark.
Yeah. Why not be like April
or like until after Easter?
Maybe like, because they want to say she will not be doing Easter and they want to like set everyone up for that disappointment.
Maybe they're just saying the exact like things that she's canceled because I'm sure she's already booked until then.
Yeah.
Anyone who booked her after at Easter can know that she'll be back.
She can't come as the bunny for the Kensington Palace
egg roll.
What do you think she had done?
Party.
The first thing people were like, was it cosmetic? And then I was like, I don't know. I feel like she'd be better at hiding that. I don't think so. Then the next thought I had was like, right. They just like figure out how to hide it. Then my next thought was like, I was in a chat with someone who was like Googling what all the possible things could be. And one of the things was like laparoscopic surgery, where it could be like something related to like
uterus,
endometriosis, something? Uterus yeah. type thing maybe.
Laparoscopic surgery just means it's like a camera.
It was a specific other, it was a longer name. It just sounded kind of like that. Yeah. And that I heard on the news it was not something cancerous. So not that. And honestly, maybe she just like wants a longer recovery. Maybe she just honestly wants a little bit more time off after she has a surgery. Like maybe it doesn't need that long of a recovery.
Maybe that.
Jordana, she can go to Acapulco and live your dream.
Yeah, maybe I'll go with her.
Not to be.
Should I text her and see if she wants to go to Acapulco? Yeah.
Not to Palladium. Be a PR sleuth, but maybe they know something is coming out later.
Of her stomach?
And no, not about her but something in which they don't want her. She doesn't want to be like pictured. Like maybe something's coming out about William or something is coming out about Meghan Markle later. And she doesn't want to be in the press for that time. Therefore, Easter is the next benchmark for when she might feel safe to be out and pictured.
But you think they'd make up a surgery?
No, not make it up. I think that they're just using that. Using it as like a way to keep her hidden.
I don't discount that theory. And I think that we should be on the lookout for what it is.
How many sick days do you think Kate Middleton gets as part of the HR?
Okay, apparently when the Queen's Jubilee was happening and they were like, it was when Charles' coronation was happening.
Right. What?
There were all these people looking into like the price of the monarchy and like where all the money goes and how much money do they really have? And it was looking at like how much are they working also. Kate and William apparently work like the least of all of like everybody.
Maybe they negotiated better sick days.
No. I think it's like
PTO.
No, it's like, I just think they don't like take as many engagements or like try to take as much on. Princess Anne is like, I think has the most days by far. She's like the hardest working. She
definitely brags about it too. Like a dinner.
Yeah, for sure.
You think that's like part of, yeah, maybe.
Totally, I mean, yeah.
Well, it was in print. So, you know, she should just, you think there's an employee handbook? No, I think they would never write that shit down.
Oh my God.
It's just like, it's like understood. And if you don't get it, then like, you're fucked.
I mean, yeah, part of the handbook was that you can't have like
talk about the handbook
red nail polish, right? Isn't that like one of them?
I think it's like one of the things that would be in the
like, rush guy.
If they're it's like a rush guy.
Yeah,
but
you can wear your hair curly if we tell
you. We'll email you.
We'll tell you if you can wear your hair curly.
It is like that, but not written down and distributed via email.
Do you think they have an HR person?
Deaf.
I think the fact is that they like kind of don't technically have an HR.
Yeah, saw from the Crown. They have like the swan caretaker.
Oh, I didn't watch this season.
Oh, it wasn't that good. But yeah, I'd learned some things.
Because Megan like complained that like when she went to like HR, quote unquote, it's like not really HR, you know.
I mean,
there's no rule.
He's like, that's just my uncle. That's not HR.
Yeah. They have like advisors who right. like
I mean, I want to know who was handling like the what's the fuck? What is his name?
The Charles?
The Harry? Pedophile.
Andrew?
Andrew. Yeah, who was that reported to?
Oh, I mean there's like probably a whole team working on like
that's
that
like issue. A PR. No, it's like a PR. It's
no,
media.
No, it's like it's like consigliaries. They have like consigliary type people. It's okay. Like that.
I think that's crisis, PR crisis.
And they maybe hire an outside firm. Who knows?
For sure.
I want to see the org chart.
Should we do the Caymans?
Yeah. Who are we sending to the Caymans?
I would like to send Mauricio to the Cayman Islands because I just watched last week's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And he didn't come to Kyle's tribute for her friend that had committed suicide. And I thought that was really messed up.
It was messed up. But you know what I thought was really weird about that episode? That it was like an ad for Morgan Wade.
I thought that too.
Like the giant at Morgan Wade logo.
Yeah, and she did a lot. I was like, is she using Kyle? I didn't know who she was before she dated Kyle.
Very few.
Friends with, sorry.
The way I see it is that like Kyle is having a midlife crisis and her friend passing away plus her issues with her sister plus like probably like Mauricio cheating for the millionth time. Mm-hmm. Like I think she's like having an actual midlife crisis and she kind of like chose this. She got like an obsession with Morgan Wade and like I think kind
she's
of obsessed.
That's like her Corvette.
Yeah.
She already has
a like
Corvette.
She didn't like so pick like a man. But I think she didn't want to like date a man because she like that would have been an actual like threat to like her future. Like she couldn't like go back if it like she like had an affair with a man. So I feel like she was like exploring, like being like kind of like rebelling almost like she's like back to being a teenager. And then Morgan, like, I think she didn't really like know Kyle as much as like other people kind of advised her that Kyle could really help her career. And Kyle is sort of like into her so much that she's like willing to do this
she's
and
willing.
Like help her.
She wants to.
And
she
Morgan,
loves her.
Like, I think Morgan's like only in this like kind of for the story and also the PR she'll get from it.
Maybe. I know. I think she really does like her. She's not like a TV person, but I do
think she likes her enough.
Right. I mean, right.
She seems to make fun of her a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. She seems like kind of bitchy to her.
Yeah, she
but,
does.
But Kyle like likes it. She's like,
Kyle likes it. Yeah.
She likes
right. Back to the episode. It was weird that it was like a ad for Morgan Wade. It was like this performance. It was like, but then the mom of the woman who passed away, like was hysterically crying. And it was really uncomfy.
It was a little uncomfy, I will say. I agree with you.
And I think maybe Mauricio, he didn't come to support, but also like Morgan Wade was there. Like maybe that's partly why she didn't want him there. Right. Like it would have been weird. They're filming. Like
there's something awkward about how the whole family is portraying themselves.
Another layer to it, and it's kind of weird. But I think we're going to see what happens. Anyway, okay, so he can go to the Caymans, but honestly, like, he can afford to buy the Caymans.
set up the
he's
agency
good at
there.
Selling. He's good at selling.
He's good at selling
homes,
shares,
so.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, he's probably going to set up the agency down there if he hasn't already.
All right, well, that's it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Jordana Abraham.
Follow me at Sammy.
And follow me at Aileen. Guys, go leave us a review, subscribe, just go press that subscribe button so you can get our episode as soon as it comes out. and leave us a 5-star review with who you nominate as Betch of the Week. And we'll see you next week on the At Betches podcast.
At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.